Welcome back to Crusade Radio. Today we've been talking about miracles, and I wanted to talk about a miracle that me and my dad experienced. My name is Michael Lassiter, and me and my father, we own a business in Russellville, Arkansas, and what we do is a lot of signs and trucks and things, and there was a guy that came in to have some work done, and we noticed that when he had pulled up to our shop, we have some stairs there to the front door, noticed that he had some trouble walking up the stairs. And I remember that me and my dad, we were out there on the front porch together, so it's glassed in and you can see the parking lot really well from where we were at. And I noticed that the man was having quite a bit of trouble. He seemed to be visibly in pain. And I just felt the compassion of the Lord for this man. And when he came in, he told us what he needed. He was going to be getting some lettering for a fire department, and he was kind of the middleman, and we probably weren't going to see him again. So he was just getting things squared away. But I remember just feeling like he had been there for a reason, and I felt the Lord's compassion for him. And I remember that the Lord impressed upon my father what really was wrong with him. And so we just kind of came out and asked him. We told him that we noticed he was having some trouble walking, and we just asked him what was ailing him. And I remember you just felt like the Lord spoke directly to you and told you what his condition was.
I remember, Michael, when I asked him, you know, for some reason we felt more of a special compassion for him, and it was almost as if we knew that God had sent him to us somehow.
Yeah, I felt that too. I really did.
And, we want to see everyone healed, but something was special about this. And I remember just asking him what was wrong. He said he had just come from the doctor's office. He said that he had a ruptured disc in his back. And I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me and say, it's not a disc, it's cancer. As you know, I didn't say anything to you. I didn't say anything to the man. But I remember, he was there. He was there representing a rural fire department, and they were wanting our company to letter one of their fire trucks out on location. So he was making arrangements for that. And I remember after making arrangements, and we told him we'd be doing it the next week, as he drove off, you had a certain feeling for him. And I remember you turning to me and saying, you know, that you really believe that God wanted to heal that man.
Yeah, I did. I felt probably the strongest feeling towards God healing someone that I'd never met for that man at that time.
And as it turned out, we were not really supposed to see him again.
Right.
Because someone else was supposed to meet us at the fire station the following week. And I remember calling the number of the man that we were supposed to meet to make arrangements to meet us there. And his wife answered the phone and told me that her husband was not going to be able to meet us there because he had purchased an airplane, and he wasn't back from that purchase yet, and that this man who had come by the shop the week before, named David, that he was going to have to meet us there. But at the present time, she said that he was at the doctor's office getting an X-ray, I believe she said. And so we arranged to meet him there, as you remember, and then as we were driving there, that's when I told you what the Spirit had said to me. And I remember telling you that if he will allow us, then I'm going to ask him if, if we could pray for him, because I believe God will heal him. And so we were thinking about that.
We took some literature, we took some oil.
That's right.
We're going to give him some things and maybe strengthen his faith.
And so after we finished the job on the truck and we were standing out there with a little time to kill, I said, David, I understand that you went to the doctor today. And he said, yes. And I said, what did the X-ray show? And he said, well, it's not good. And I said, well, what is it? And he said, well, they found about a dozen spots about the size of a quarter on my spine, and they think it's cancer. I told him what the Spirit had said to me. And I said, you know, when you told me that it was a ruptured disc, the Spirit spoke and said, it's not a disc, it's cancer. And I said, David, I believe the only reason that God spoke to me to let me know that is for me to pray for you, me and Michael, and that he will heal you. I asked him if he was a Christian. He said that he was a Christian, but he didn't go to church. And I reminded him that Jesus healed everyone who asked. Some people who didn't even ask, he healed them of their afflictions. So we prayed for him, and I remember you saying that you felt the strong presence of the Lord. You felt the power of God.
Yeah, I did. When we laid hands on him, I remember it was very powerful.
And so, you know, we left him at that point. He was touched by our concern and our prayers. And then it was 1 week later, he was scheduled to go in for an MRI. You and I were on our way to Pocahontas, Arkansas, to pick up an African pastor who was going to be staying in our house while he was here in America. And I remember while we were on Highway 67, I think it was, there above Conway, Arkansas, our cell phone rang. I think you answered the phone, but anyway, it was my wife, Trion. And she was saying that this man had come from the doctor's office, and he was elated. There was no sign of any spots, no sign of any cancer. He was completely healed and well and felt good. And he came by to tell us. And when she said that we were gone, he asked if we had a cell phone because he wanted us to have the news right then. And we were really rejoicing when we heard that news.
Now, when she called, she was wanted us to know that he really knew what had happened, that he knew that not when we prayed for him, he was healed.
Hallelujah.
And he wanted us to know. I remember he wanted to stress that he knew that God had healed him. He gave the glory to God for his being made whole.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Until next time, we're saying goodbye.